Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you who are attending here in person, who are listening through the radio, or who are watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. May we never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the word of the cross is the power of God to us who have been saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Today we honor the memories of St. Andrew Dung Lock, a priest, and his companions who were martyred in Vietnam. Let us now call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, source and origin of all fatherhood, who kept the martyrs, St. Andrew Dung Lock and his companions, faithful to the cross of your Son, even to the shedding of their blood, grant through their intercession that spreading your love among our brothers and sisters, we may be your children both in name and in truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his lords with whom he drank. Under the influence of the wine, he ordered the gold and the silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem to be brought in so that the king, his lords, his wives, and his entertainers might drink from them. When the gold and silver vessels taken from the house of God in Jerusalem had been brought in, and while the king, his lords, his wives, and his entertainers were drinking wine with them, they praised their gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. Suddenly, opposite the lampstand, the fingers of a human hand appeared, writing on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace. When the king saw the wrist and hand that wrote, his face blanched, his thoughts terrified him, his hip joints shook, and his knees knocked. Then Daniel was brought into the presence of the king. The king asked him, "Are you the Daniel, the Jewish exile, whom my father, the king, brought from Judah? I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you, that you possess brilliant knowledge and extraordinary wisdom. I have heard that you can interpret dreams and solve difficulties. If you are able to read the writing and tell me what it means, you shall be clothed in purple. Wear a gold collar around your neck and be third in the government of the kingdom." Daniel answered the king, "You may keep your gifts or give your presents to someone else. But the writing I will read for you, O king, and tell you what it means. You have rebelled against the Lord of heaven. You had the vessels of his temple brought before you so that you and your nobles, your wives and your entertainers might drink wine from them. And you praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone, that neither see nor hear nor have intelligence. But the God in whose hand is your life breath and the whole course of your life, you did not glorify. By him were the wrist and hand sent and the writing set down. This is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Tekel, and Perez. These words mean Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. Tekel, You have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. All you winds, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Give glory and eternal praise to him. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. To the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, today we celebrate these martyrs, St. Andrew Dunlop, priest and companions. And I thought it'd be good maybe for us just to situate ourselves with their story. During the 17th to 19th centuries in Vietnam, some 130,000 Christians suffered cruel martyrdom, many by decapitation or strangulation. Today, 117, most of them killed during the reigns of emperors Minh Mang, 1820 to 1840, and Tu Duc, 1847 to 1883, are remembered. They include 11 Spanish Dominicans, 6 bishops and 5 priests, 10 members of the Society of Foreign Missions of Paris, and 96 Vietnamese, 37 priests, including 11 Dominicans and Andrew Dung Lock, and 59 lay persons, including 1 seminarian and 10 Dominican tertiaries. They were canonized in 1988 by Pope John Paul II. So we hear about the constant persecution. This went on for centuries, several hundred years, that individuals in Vietnam who professed the faith of Christ Jesus, that they were being persecuted, that they were being martyred. And it would have been easy for them to relent. It would have been easy for them to give up. And the verse in our between the Alleluias today said, "Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." And so for these martyrs, those who have died shedding their blood for the sake of Christ, well, they remained faithful even until death. They would not relent. They would continue to confess the name of Jesus. They prayed to their very death. And so I think it's a good moment for us to pause, perhaps, and ask a question of ourselves. What if I was in that situation, what would I do? Would I willingly go to my martyr's death? Would I allow myself to undergo this persecution or torture? Would I end up renouncing the name of Jesus or doing something to reject the faith that I have received? We hope and we pray that we might remain faithful until the very end, to remain faithful until death, that what we've received and what we've been taught, what we've learned, what we've integrated into our life has really become very much a part of us. And really, that's our gospel today, that Jesus, he says, remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I shall give you a wisdom in speaking. Well, I think one of the reasons why you shouldn't have, you know, your testimony prepared, as Jesus is saying, don't have it ready beforehand. Well, because from the experience of our life, if it's already well lived within us, there's no need for it to be prepared, because we can just speak from our heart. We can be able to speak with the wisdom of God and the Holy Spirit guiding us in that particular moment. That if we believe what it is that we profess, well, then it will be easy for us to bear testimony. And perhaps it's possible that we will be handed over by parents or brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death, like Jesus says. It's possible. It's happened. It happened in the lives of these Vietnamese martyrs. But perhaps for us, this opportunity for us to give a defense, for us to give our testimony, will be about other things and things within the culture. You know, again, with Christmas fast approaching after Thanksgiving and Advent beginning, you know, the culture war over Christmas. And so we'll have to give a defense of what it is that we believe about Christ's birth and how it came about. We'll have to give a defense, maybe, for example, for the dignity of human life from conception to natural death. So life in all stages, maybe we will have to give a defense. Maybe someone around the Thanksgiving Day table tomorrow will talk poorly about the church and maybe some of the scandals that have happened. And maybe there you'll be able to rise up and give testimony and prepare and give a statement yourself about, well, even though this all has happened in the church's history, I still believe it. I believe what Jesus taught, and I believe what I've received, and I want that closeness, and I want that union with him. And so we'll give a response, maybe even tomorrow, have that opportunity to do so. We wish to be faithful even to the hour of our death. We wish to be faithful in all circumstances of our life. Let us pray for that grace today. Let us now bring before our God the prayers of his church. We pray for Pope Francis and for all church leaders that they will help prepare the church for Christ's coming. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For an increase in the respect for human dignity of life in all its stages and conditions, that the people of all ages, races, and religions will be as one in Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the safety of all those traveling for the Thanksgiving weekend, for peace and unity within families, and that we may all give thanks to God for the many blessings we have received, we pray to the Lord. For all of the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of Susan Contino, in thanksgiving for her support of Relevant Radio and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all of the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Almighty and ever-living God, as we honor St. Andrew Dunglock and the companions, may their prayers amplify ours. May they be found pleasing before your throne, so that you might give us what we need to be faithful to the hour of death. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Receive, O Holy Father, the offerings we bring as we venerate the passion of the holy martyrs, so that amid the trials of this life we may always be found faithful and may offer ourselves to you as an acceptable sacrifice through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you are glorified when your saints are praised and their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy you give ardor to their faith, to their endurance you grant firm resolve, and in their struggle the victory is yours through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the hosts of angels cry out, and without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and you and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting up your sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Andrew Dunlop and companions, and with all the saints, and whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all of the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection of mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Let us pray. Renewed by the one bread, as we commemorate the holy martyrs, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that abiding as one in your love, we may merit by endurance an eternal prize. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for the celebration of Holy Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow for the same time at noon central for Mass. And don't forget to join Father Rocky tonight for the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Saint
Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Join me in the Litany of St. Joseph on this Wednesday during the year of St. Joseph. It may be found on the Relevant Radio app. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Mercy.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary, St. Joseph, noble son of the house of David, light of patriarchs, husband of the mother of God, guardian of the Virgin, foster father of the Son of God, faithful guardian of Christ, head of the Holy Family, Joseph chaste and just, Joseph prudent and brave, Joseph obedient and loyal, pattern of patience, lover of poverty, model of workers, example of parent to parents, guardian of virgins, pillar of family life, comfort of the troubled, hope of the sick, patron of the dying, terror of evil spirits, head of Relevant Radio, protector of the church, protector of the Redeemer, servant of Christ, minister of salvation, support in difficulty, patron of refugees, patron of the afflicted, patron of the poor, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, O Jesus. God made him master of his household and put him in charge of all that he owned. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.